This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Light Sport Expo in Sebring, Florida. I'm with Bob Stangerone of Cessna. Bob, you've got a skycatcher out here, and the program is going forward. You're ramping up production in China. Tell us a little bit about the status of the program.
Well, Paul, we're extremely pleased the way the program is going. We have increased production on a constant basis. We've delivered 30 aircraft to date. This year we'll do about 150 aircraft, and going forward we'll probably increase that number. The quality of the aircraft has been exceptional. We're very pleased with that. We've been getting the aircraft out to flight schools across the country. They're very pleased with the airplane, and we couldn't be happier with the status of the program where it is right now.
Let's talk a little bit about quality. You'd mentioned to me earlier that Cessna has quite a staff in China to oversee quality. How does all that work?
Well, we have someone who's in charge of the project from Wichita at Shenyang, and he has a staff of individuals who oversee the manufacturing and do any troubleshooting there. This really is an effort to make sure that the Cessna quality and Cessna production methods are well in place as we continue to ramp up the manufacturing.
Tell us a little bit about the product flow. How does this work? The airplanes are manufactured in component form. They're basically completed, and then where does it go from there?
Well, Shenyang has an assembly line that produces entire aircraft, including the engine and avionics. From there, they're crated into pairs of twos, sent over to the States, where they're delivered to Yingling in Wichita. Yingling reassembles them. At that point, we send them down to their test flown, sent down to Independence, our facility for paint right now, and then they're delivered to the customers back at Yingling.
And where are most of these airplanes going right now? Last time we checked, you had about 1,000 on the order books, which appears to be a firm number, and you're beginning to deliver those. Where are they going?
The vast majority are going to flight schools around the country. Some of the flight schools that have received them are putting on as many as 100 hours a month, and they're getting very good results, good reports back on durability, and the students like them very much, primarily the cabin width and the comfort, the performance, and the real ability to train a pilot well in that kind of environment.
Looking forward, some of those orders, when will those guys who are at the end of the list begin to get these airplanes?
Well, it depends on the manufacturing flow next year. It depends on how far we ramp up. We haven't released those numbers yet, but they'll be in excess of 150 for sure.
What's your view on the overall state of the market here, both in light sport and looking up the food chain a little bit to the single-engine piston?
Well, there's certainly a need for light sport aircraft. We're in it because we want to stimulate new pilot starts. We believe that there is going to be a pilot shortage in the years ahead, and we have to remember that general aviation feeds airlines and all the other, the corporate flight departments, the utility operators. General aviation is such a critical part of the overall equation. And being Cessna's proliferation in the market, we feel that would benefit us as well. Also, this is an important program for us because we have seen over 80 years of being in the business that brand loyalty plays a huge role in our success. If you can start a pilot in a two-seater, take them up through the Citation 10, we've seen a lot of instances of those. We have very high brand loyalty. And now we're looking at the other things that Cessna has to offer in the overall scheme of things. We have Citation Air, which we wholly own right now. And so we can, in addition to the aircraft, we could also provide transportation solutions to customers who may come in for flight training but need transportation in terms of charter or jet cards or aircraft management or fractional ownership.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Bob.
My pleasure, Paul.
We've been listening to Bob Stangarone of Cessna Aircraft. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Light Sport Expo at Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.